Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one having six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto him, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And I heard a voice, of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.
Now, the purpose of this reading was this, that I feel that some onus is on us when it comes to the missionary challenge. I don't know about you, but over the years I've felt sort of a decline in the interest in missions. I remember the day and the years when we made open invitations without any apologies, didn't even blush, for the young people to respond to the message. We expect them to come, we expect them to go. We've got so intellectual, as Brother Fletcher would tell us, the myths and the magic's gone, as it were, and we treat this as a business, perhaps even a secular calling, and it doesn't bite us anymore as it ought. And shame to us. Now may God revive on us some of the urgency that we need to have when we face this challenge. Now, in this portion, and I'm not going to preach, just something's been with me for a while, and notice this. Only Isaiah said, Lord, hear my, send me. There were the seraphims, the angels round about him, ready to serve. And when there's cleansing needed, one seraphim just dived down and immediately cleansed Isaiah. Put that coal upon his lips and he was cleansed. But when it came to the challenge, who will go for me? Who'll go and tell? The seraphims did not move one inch, as much as they would like to have done. When it comes to anything else, they were there. But when it comes to telling the message, these seraphims did not move one inch. The only human being, Isaiah, said, Lord, here am I. And he says, go. Just like that. Why? Well, the seraphims can't talk about redemption. They haven't experienced it. And that's why missionary must know confession, must know cleansing, and the confession before, or commission before they go. So we alone, we are responsible then to meet this generation. Sounds like all talk, doesn't it? Waxing eloquent, you say in a pulpit. Not so. This is scriptural. This is God's will. That we are responsible for the people that we are living with. And take that to be the truth. They die, you die, another generation. Once they die, we can't tell them. That's the end. And so this is an urgency. This is a very important meeting. This is why we pray the Lord would soften the hearts, open our ears, that we might hear and respond. And I think this, that if you and I are rightly related to the Lord, this is a small thing. I found this over the years, that souls that are newly born again, with them it's no problem. They respond very quickly to the challenge. It's when we go on, we begin to reason, we become carnal, and this is such a big thing, and we lose sight and the urgency of it. So may some of this be revived in our hearts.